Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Greetings.
Hello, everyone.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
You missed your cue there.
I was waiting for him to say it first.
Oh, I'm excited.
You missed your cue.
It's good. This is a good one, you guys.
It is a great day.
It is a great day.
Somebody said, "How you feeling today, Pastor?" I said, "I am so blessed and highly favored." I said, "I just can't stand it." I just overflowing today.
That's
the
awesome.
The goodness of God is overflowing today.
You cannot outdo God.
Woo,
praise God.
You can't outgive Him.
That's
can't
right.
Outgive Him. Praise
God. Well, today
God.
In our episode, we're going to be talking about, we couldn't decide on the first word, so we picked three. Abiding, dwelling, or residing in God's shadow, which, I mean,
praise God,
pick one, whichever
Amen.
One y'all want to go with. Well, that's what we'll do. But where, no better place can
that's
you
it.
Be?
That's it.
Besides
that's
in the shadow of
that old him. Hey, y'all get
it.
Here we
here
go.
Here he goes. Here he goes.
That old him.
Here
are
we
you,
go.
Are you living in the shadow of the cross?
Amen.
Oh, that's where the victory
that's
is.
That's right.
That's where the peace
that's
is.
That's where you need to be. If
Woo!
You're not,
glory to
you
God.
You need to get there.
I mean, did I tell you I'm excited
you
about
you did. And I'm so glad it's him this time. If I listen to these back, you know, like sometimes I'll listen to the last one, so I'm like, especially if we do like a part one or two, I'm like, why do I always say the same thing? But I do. That's just who I am.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
That's right.
He's overflowing.
I'm excited.
Praise God, the river of life is flowing.
It is.
You know, the scriptures is where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank
yes.
God we've been liberated, set free, been pardoned, been forgiven.
Amen.
Why wouldn't we want to shout a little bit?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't we want to have a... have a little Holy Ghost breakout.
There
amen.
You go. He might do it, folks. Well, and if we look at Proverbs 18:10 to get us started, it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe."
Oh, hallelujah.
Is safe. I mean, how could we not be happy about that?
Yes.
Strong tower.
It's been provided.
Mm-hmm.
It's been provided. You know, you see... police stations, you see fire stations, they've got the yellow signs up front says safe place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our safe place is in the cross.
That's right.
Our safe place is in the blood.
Tell them about the bird. Tell them about the bird today. This is a good one.
Oh, I was in my office studying early this morning and just peaceful and quiet outside, and it was just as still and calm, and I was studying over this subject for tonight, and I look out, this big old black raven just showed up in my backyard. I mean, he was huge.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been eating good.
He's a big boy.
He'd
yeah.
been eating good. And he was out there, and he was just walking, strutting, flipping his tail, you know, like I'm the king of the yard. And
mm-hmm.
I kept looking at him, and I watched him. He'd reach down, he'd bite it, he'd get a bite to eat, and he'd get up, had his head in the air, and he was just as happy and lucky, happy-go-lucky going on. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to my heart, and he said, "See, he's protected." Because
mm-hmm.
I provide for him.
Yep.
And I thought, man, that brings us such peace, knowing that God is, he said, if he takes care of the sparrows mm-hmm. and the fowls of the air, how much more is he going to protect us who he was willing to die for?
Right.
I mean, the salvation he offered us, he said, even the angels desire to look into what he's done for
right.
us.
That's right.
So when I think of this subject tonight, you know, I thought, man, if he's going to take care of the fowls of the air, Why should I worry?
Yes.
Because God's protection will remove the fear
yes.
from our lives.
That's right.
It will remove the fear of fretting or worry.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing we're protected.
Right.
We're being provided for. So God is moving and all that. You know, Hebrews 12 and 28, since we're talking about this,
mm-hmm.
we live in God's kingdom.
Right.
And in God's kingdom, it's an unshakable kingdom.
It is. That's
right.
And
the things of the earth, the world we're living is shaken,
right.
but he says, we're in the world, but we're not of this world.
No. These things are going to pass away.
Yeah, John said, we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
That's right.
We live in a place where our citizenship is in the heavenlies.
That's right.
We're living in an unshakable kingdom. And if that don't light your fire, I don't know what will.
I know, right? Yeah, we can't help you.
In the midst of chaos and trouble, Timothy said, we're living in perilous times.
That's right.
And it's dangerous right now. You can't go to the mall. You can't go to the library, to the Quick Trip.
Can't even send your kids to school.
It's dangerous.
Yes.
But thank God that we're sheltered in the arms of God.
That's right.
How would he be singing that old hymn in the church more and believing the lyrics of it?
Mm-hmm.
Sheltered in the arms of God.
Well, and knowing where you're going to end up. You know, if I leave this earth today, right now, I know where I'm headed.
Yeah.
And that is peace that you can't buy.
That's it.
You cannot buy it.
Well, he said, perfect love casteth out
all
fear.
Why? Because
we have made peace with the Father.
Yes, we have.
By Jesus Christ. He's become our peace. He was the peace. He was the mediator between us and the Father. So that brings us a peace into our life. So this is a huge subject.
Josh said we may talk for hours.
Is this going to be a multi-part
this
podcast
could be.
Again?
You never know about us.
But it's a good part. It's a good subject. It's a great subject.
Well, and if it should inspire you. As a believer, this should inspire you.
Well, I think it learns to put more trust in God.
Absolutely.
You know, as human beings, we're going to place our trust in something or someone.
That's right.
We're designed that.
That's right.
But if we'll put our faith and trust in Christ and what he done at the cross.
Ooh, everything else falls right into place.
Make him the center of your life.
Yes.
You know, everything revolves around the sun.
That's right. Well, you know, we can't talk about this without talking about Job. I mean, we just can't. You just can't skip Job.
That's right.
Right?
That's
so right. Job 5:22 says, at destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. I mean, come on. Destruction and famine? You're just going to laugh at that? You know, if you listen to the news, we're just not going to make it. Everything's falling apart. We got to stay home. We can't do these things. I'm going to tell you what. I'm not looking to the world.
No, not when we're living in the unshakable kingdom of
God. Right. Ah, that's right. I'm not afraid.
This world's going to shake.
Yes.
But God's kingdom doesn't shake. His word is unchanging.
That's
he said, heaven and earth will pass away.
But my word.
That's what we're talking about here tonight.
Right.
We're talking God's word.
That's right.
A protection around us tonight. He said his angels give us charge.
That's what
he said. His angels charge over us. No matter what we do. My Lord.
And you know, somebody told me one time, don't be afraid to wield God's angels in your favor.
Yes.
When you're down, you're scared, you got something going. And I'll say this, Father God, I don't know what's outside. I hear some stuff out there, but you send your angels to take care of it.
He said they didn't camp round about us.
That's right. They protect us.
They
put a hedge of protection. That's what they do.
And they're ministers.
Mm-hmm.
They are ministers to come protect and provide for us.
Yes.
Praise.
Yes.
They're messengers to us. They help accomplish God's will and purpose for us.
You know what? I seen a video the other day where a lady was walking down the street, and some of y'all might have seen this, and these two guys came to rob her. And she began to quote scripture and pray. And one of them ran away, but the other one couldn't get up off the ground.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you something. And she was, she was reading the word, praying. I mean, you couldn't hear her, but you could see her. And she was praising God. And that man is rolling around on the ground. He can't get up. He cannot get up. So he is stuck right there. And she has got her hand over him. And she is praying. And he got saved.
Wow.
He got saved because he ran into something thinking, I got control over this.
Easy target.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, you don't mess with God's kids.
That's right. Touch not that anointing, and do thy prophets no harm.
That's right. Because he protects us even in those times.
You don't mess with God's children.
Nope.
And you don't mess with God's widow women.
No, that's right. You better look out.
You don't mess with those.
That's right. They're special to him.
Yes,
he calls them out special.
Yes, they are.
Praise God.
That is our. So go back to Job.
Okay.
Where you was at? Job 5.
5 and 22.
Pick this up in 19 with me here.
Okay.
Watch this.
All right.
Job said, he shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, and in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. Think about that. Now, this is all good. Now, watch it. We got to read through this, but there's a key line coming up that really sets the tone here.
What verse are you in?
I'm in Job 5 and 19.
Job 5 and 19. Oh, he went the other way.
I went the other way.
See, that's why I had to ask.
Job 5 and 19.
Gotcha, I'm with you.
So it says in verse 20, he said, when you're going through times of famine, he shall redeem thee from death. He said, in the time of war or the season of war, he will keep you and protect you from the power of the sword.
Wow.
No matter what season, no matter what time that you're going through this, God's already there.
That's right.
Verse 21, thou shalt be hid from the scourge or the slander of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it comes. Look at this. He's already prophesying.
Mm-hmm.
He's already given us the heads up, saying right. When it comes, ain't nothing going to happen
right.
to you.
Don't be shaken.
Don't be. No, look at that. Verse 23, at destruction, at calamity, at famine, you're going to laugh at it.
That's right.
My Lord, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Shall be at peace.
Be at peace. 23. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beast of the field shall be at peace with thee.
Wow.
You talk about the goodness of God here, the
right.
favor. God's give us favor and authority over every creeping thing, over the fowl of the air, over the fish
yes.
of the sea. And thou shalt know, what's this? And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be at peace or shall be safe. He's talking about your home.
Right.
There's a lot of homes that are broken right now. There's a lot of homes that are in
yes.
terror. But he says, your tabernacle, your home shall be a safe place for you, and they shall not sin or find nothing missing.
Wow.
Look at that. Look at 25. And thou shalt know also that thy seed, thy children, shall be
Amen.
Great. If your children tonight is wandering away from God
right.
and they're not living like they ought to be tonight, claim this
that verse. That's
claim
right.
this verse tonight, because he's telling us, your children shall be great. Mamas and daddies, claim, speak.
That's right.
Woo!
That's right.
This is where I get excited.
Don't let them go.
Mm.
That's good.
Plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Call their name out. Say, devil, not today.
That's right.
You can't have my babies.
That's
God,
right.
I dedicated them to you for your purpose and for your glory. Because he said, thy children shall be great.
Praise God.
Woo,
yes. I
prosper,
believe that.
Successful.
Yes.
My Lord, that's Holy Ghost
and
good.
You know, some of y'all are looking at addictions and all these things, and they and it looks great. It looks too big. Too big. Don't ever give up.
That's right. That's right.
Don't ever give
That's
up.
That's right.
You just
Praise
keep on
God.
Praying.
Say, my children shall be great.
That's right.
They weren't called to be failures.
That's right.
They wasn't called to be down and outers. They
he
were
said,
called.
I'll make them the head Woo! And not the tail.
My
Glory
Lord.
To God. Yes.
My, it gets me excited tonight.
Yes.
They're being protected.
Yes.
They're being protected
Hallelujah.
By the blood of Jesus tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thine offspring shall be as the grass of the field, which means they shall be plentiful. And they shall be lovely. Watch this. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age,
wow.
like as a shock of corn cometh to his season harvest right there.
That's right.
But look at 27. I love this. This is like the cherry on top. He says, look at this. Behold this. We have searched it. So it is.
Praise God. It's true.
He said, this is not a myth.
Mm-mm.
This is not something we just
That's
thought
right.
about. He said, we've searched it out and we've found it to be true.
That's right.
God's word
we've
is
researched.
True.
That's right.
God, they lived it. They saw the examples. Look at that 27. That 27 ought to just be in a neon light tonight.
That's right.
He said, we've searched it out. We've found it out. This is true.
Yes. Hear it and know it for yourself.
Ooh.
Praise God.
My Lord, that is just, oh, hear it and know it.
That's Holy Ghost good.
That is.
Mm.
He said, hear it and know it. That's what I want our audience to
yes.
hear what we're saying, but don't just hear it,
know
apply it.
Yes.
Receive
yes.
it and know it for my Lord.
That's right.
Claim it
if
for yourself.
If we can just give it to you for you to know it.
Ooh.
You know,
Mercy.
That's the best gift.
It is.
That's the best gift.
That's the peace right
that's
there.
That's right.
That no
you
one...
need that in this world.
God has said, I'm going to protect you.
Yes.
That should bring you peace. Knowing Praise I'm going God. To provide for you. For my, oh, my Lord.
That's, hey, I love it.
Ooh.
I love it.
That'll make anybody want to shout.
Yes, yes it will.
That'll make you just want to just throw your hands up and just say, thank you, Jesus.
Well, exactly.
Just say, thank you, Jesus.
We do. We need to say that more often.
Oh, praise be to God. Praise
now,
be to God.
And if you go over to Job 11, 18 and 19, He said, and you would be secure because there is hope. Yes, you would dig around you and take your rest in safety. You would also lie down and no one would make you afraid. Yes, many would court your favor. Court your favor. They would want what you got.
Oh, come on now.
They would want what you got.
Wow.
But in the eyes of the wicked will fail and they shall not escape. And their hope, loss of life. But we don't have to lose nothing. Not one thing will be taken from us.
No. No.
Not one thing.
No.
You know, and he says if they do take it, guess what? What I'm going to give you back is better than what you lost.
Praise God.
Praise God. Wow. Because, you know, we all suffer loss in this life. And by that, I mean our loved ones go ahead of us. They beat us to the throne sometimes.
Amen. They cheat the rapture.
That's right. But you know what? I'm just like, I have a good brother here at the church that always talks about it. And I said, let me tell you something. If you get up there before I do, you go over and check out my place. I said, I'm pretty sure it's next to David's. But you go look.
Amen. Amen.
But I'm excited about
it. That's
hope. It is hope.
That's hope.
And it's something to look forward to. You don't have to be like, oh, poor me. I'm going to end up in the ground. And I'm not going to end up in, my body might end up in that ground. But I know and I'm secure to know where I'm headed.
Well, 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful.
Yes, he is.
The Lord is faithful.
And just.
And he will establish you.
Yes.
He will guard you against the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Satan is the evil one.
He is.
But that's not just limited to the evil one. Mm-hmm. That's limited to all. It incurs all evil.
Yes.
He says faithful to establish you and guard you against all evil.
And you know, you're going to encounter evil in this earth.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to encounter it.
It's a world that's shaken.
That's right.
It's a fallen world.
But you know what? When you encounter it, you just say, in the name of Jesus, you have no power and authority over me.
Uh-uh.
You don't have any place in my life, you know, and don't be afraid of it. Because a lot of people go, ooh, that's creepy. Ooh, he creeped me out. It ain't creepy to me. You're wrong. Get out of my way.
Yeah.
We don't have no place.
God give us a dominion authority over that.
Absolutely.
You know, I like the encouragement he gives us in Deuteronomy in 33:12. He said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety because of Christ.
Yes.
We're the beloved of the Lord.
Yes, we are.
We're the called of the Lord.
Yes.
We're the chosen of the Lord. We're the elect of God. We're the saints of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, they shall dwell in safety in Christ, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long. Think about that. We're covered in the feathers of God.
Well, and what he says, that he shall dwell between his shoulders.
My Lord.
How can you get any closer?
That's it right there.
I mean, wow.
That is it.
I don't care what religion you are. I don't care how you're walking in faith.
Wow.
But let me tell you something. That right there should give you a little boost.
That's
like battery charging moment right there.
That's like a B12 shot from the Holy Ghost right there.
There you go.
My.
Little booster.
I said this subject had just got me fired up.
Yes.
Just knowing I can praise God, I can worship God, I can lift up the name of Jesus, I can testify for God, and knowing there is no evil that shall befall me.
That's right.
He's surrounded me, he's encamped round about me, protecting me. The Psalms 121:7 says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil.
All
he
evil.
Shall preserve thy soul.
Yes.
The Lord shall preserve thy going out. He shall preserve your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore.
Praise God.
That's the fear gone.
That's right.
Fear is gone. I ain't scared.
That's right. There you
I ain't scared. Glory be to God.
We don't need no evil eye. We don't need none of those dream catcher. We don't need any of that stuff.
What God is saying here, he says, you just serve me.
Yeah.
You live for me. I've got this covered.
That's right. That's right.
I've got this covered. Right. I'm going to protect you.
You go get my sheep.
You just go
you
out.
You go tell them about me.
You go minister.
Me.
You go.
Right. Praise God.
I hope to goodness our audience is just on the edge of their seat right now.
I know.
Now.
They're probably like, what is up with these two? But it's exciting.
Well, the joy of the Lord.
It's contagious.
It's called the joy of the Lord.
It
tonight.
Is.
It's called
it
Pentecost.
Is
there
what you
it's
go.
Called.
That's
it's
right.
It's called the Holy Ghost.
And a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Come
That's
on,
one
preach
of my
on,
favorite
girl.
Ones.
Preach on tonight. Praise be to God. Knowing that we are. Here's the deal. Some people are have confidence.
Yes.
And that they have confidence in things. But I want my audience to know, my listeners right now, knowing that we, Mary, have got God confidence.
Yes.
God, we've got Godfidence. Godfidence. We've got Godfidence tonight. We're walking in His truth. We're walking in His power. We're walking in His Spirit
authority,
tonight.
So
we're walking in Godfidence tonight.
Well, and when you talk about that, y'all know I love King David, so I'm going to throw him in here. But, you know, when King David went against Goliath, you know, if they had bookies back then like they do nowadays, all the bets would have come in on Goliath. Right. You know, he's the biggest. He's the strongest. He's, you know. But let me tell you something. Little David didn't care how big Goliath was. His strength came from the Lord. His joy. And he was appalled at this big army sitting over there going, we're not going out there. He comes out every day and yells at us. And David said, what?
Yeah, courage.
Who are you? Who are you? You are God's people. Yeah. You're His chosen people, and you're going to hide in this tent.
That's right.
Praise God. We don't have to hide. Glory. I think you said that a while ago.
Well, Deuteronomy 31:6, he said, be strong.
Yes.
And
bold.
Courage.
Be bold.
Be strong.
Yes.
And courage. You know, there's so many. Actually, this subject is...
It's vast.
it's woven through the pages of the Word of God, and so many people were protected and blessed during all of this going ons. And I thought about the Apostle Paul over in the book of Acts in chapter 20, in verses 20, he says. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that there shall befall me, except that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, save except these bonds and afflictions abide me.
Wow.
He said, I don't care what's out there.
Mm-mm.
He said, I don't care. I'm going. I don't know the things before me. He said, but I know the Holy Ghost is with me.
Right. Praise God. Well, and that's what David knew. That's what Daniel knew. That's what mighty men of old. That's what Moses knew.
That's what they knew right there.
Right.
That's that Godfidence I'm talking about.
Exactly.
He said, I don't know what's going to befall me, except that the Holy Ghost is witnessing in every city. Hallelujah. He's He's already before us.
Amen.
He's already made a way. My Lord.
He's everywhere.
Woo, I'm going to shout. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Folks, I tell you, the Word of God is it's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path tonight. How we need the Word of God.
Oh, we do.
You know, how we need the Word of God.
Well, Ezekiel, in 34 and 28, he said, and they shall no more be a prey to the heathen.
Amen.
Neither shall the beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. Right now, people, we're a prey.
Yeah.
They think we're a prey. We're simple.
Not.
We're weak. We're,
We're not. We're the children of God.
That's right.
We've been heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Name it and claim it. That's right.
My Lord.
That's not scriptural, but I'm just going to say that. I mean, you can do that.
Well, you can either doubt it or do without it.
I'm not doing that. I'm not living like that.
You know, when you continue to look on in Paul's life, from Acts 20 into 21, you can also look in verse 11, and it says, and when he was coming to us, he took Paul, this was Agabus here, the prophet came to Paul, and he said, he took Paul's girdle, and he said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they that place besought him not to go, they begged Paul not to go. And then Paul answered these words, what mean you to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but I'm ready to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he would not be persuaded, they ceased saying, the Lord, the will of the Lord be done.
Amen.
Paul had a spirit of courage in him.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he was sheltered.
Right.
He knew he had been called. Mm-hmm. He knew he had been chosen. He had been commissioned to do the will of God. He wasn't worried about bondage. He wasn't worried about the Roman soldiers.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't worried about nothing. And he turned the page over into chapter 27, and it talks about the voyage that Paul was on. And to me, this right here was really the uplifting part of the scripture. And 27 in verses, I believe it's number 12, and he said, and because the haven was not commodious or suitable to dwell in the winter, they departed and advised to depart those by any means they might attain over to Phoenicia. He said, there to winter, or Phoenicia to winter in, he said, which is a haven of Crete and lie toward the southeast, toward the north. And when the south wind blew, so I supposed that they had obtained their purpose, they loosed and they sailed close to Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called the Euryclidean. And when the ship was caught, it could not bear up the wind, let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to do, come by the boat. And when we had taken up, they used the helps because it got into quicksand, verse 18, and we being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day we lightened the ship, and the third day we cast out our own hands and the tacking of the ship, and when the neither sun nor star many days appeared, there was no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. All that was going on in Paul's life.
Mm-hmm.
But notice here, Paul is still moving forward.
He is.
He's not discouraged.
Mm-mm.
He's not frightened here. He said, I'm not going to throw in the towel. He's still moving forward.
Right.
And he says in verse 22, I exhort you, brethren, to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life that is among you, but of the ship. Because he said in 23, watch this, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Right there.
Amen.
That's what Paul knew.
Yeah.
Paul placed his trust in the angel that stood beside him, and I believe that angel was Jesus.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And when Jesus stands beside you, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Paul said, I know who I am,
that's right,
and I know who I serve.
That's right.
That right there.
I know who I belong to.
That's your confidence.
That's right.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Mary, but I'm just having a good time
with
the Lord.
Hey, you go right ahead. It's awesome.
Lord, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's real to me tonight, knowing that I can walk in the peace of God,
mm-hmm,
not to worry about. God's got me.
That's right.
I've got on the whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sheltered. You know, old David, or Daniel, they were going to throw him into the lion's den.
Yep.
Old King, he was worried. Old Daniel, he said, don't worry about me, King.
No.
I believe old Daniel led the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I believe he led the way to the den of lions.
And what did God do? Shut their mouth.
Yeah.
He shut their mouths.
But Daniel never stopped praying.
Nope. He didn't.
He never stopped praying. He didn't let fear.
No, he did not.
He didn't let the fear of people.
No.
He didn't let the fear of law. He didn't let the fear of what had been written.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He just kept opening his window.
That's right.
Kneeling and praying every day.
Well, the same with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
I mean, they never.
That's it.
They never lost hope. They never lost faith. You know, and he's like, well, wait, how many will we put in there?
Amen.
Mm-hmm, that's Jesus.
That's Jesus,
yep,
folks. The fourth man in our fire.
That's right.
He's still in the fire today. No matter what
God.
We face or what we go through today, praise be to God. Knowing that we are protected by Almighty God, we're just trusting in the Lord today that he is able to keep and strengthen us.
Oh, yeah.
And in the world of unknown, in the world of unexpected life today, when there's threatenings going on and there's evil all around us, about knowing that we are being protected by the shield of Almighty God.
Mm.
We know that Timothy said there's perilous times, there's dangerous times, there's tragedy all around
us
that's happening around it, but we have a security in Jesus,
mm-hmm,
Christ.
That's right. We don't have to be shaken. We don't have to be moved.
He said in Psalm 30 and 5, he said, God is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
Praise God.
Right there. When you put your trust in him, ladies and gentlemen, God will be a shield to you.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be a shield.
Well, and in Proverbs 3:24, he says, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy shall sleep shall be sweet.
You can't get that from melatonin.
No, you cannot.
You can't get that from NyQuil, that kind of a rest and peace.
Yes.
Knowing that God...
That only comes from one place.
That's it.
The peace that passes all understanding, and that's what Paul had.
That's what he had. That's what Daniel had. That's what mm-hmm. David had. That's what the Hebrew children had.
Yep.
They said, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
That's praise God.
Oh, thank be to God. Let's pray for audience
Let's
tonight.
Pray for praise him. God, we hope this has touched y'all. Woo, praise God. My, it has us.
We just pray that it just spreads.
It just, it's, yeah, just like a wind.
Like a prayer fire.
Just. There you go. There you go. God. Praise God.
Father, we just thank you today, Father, Lord, as we have brought your word of hope. Lord, brought word of encouragement, God, through the joy of the Lord tonight. Lord, I just pray for our audience, Lord, that you will bless them, Lord, encourage them, give them a holy boldness. Give them a holy courage tonight, Lord, as they place their trust in you. Lord, I pray increase their faith, Lord, and give them a new spring in their step, Lord, to glorify and to live for you, knowing that you are protecting and providing and, Lord, giving a place of security in their lives. And God, I just pray for someone, Lord, who's tuning in right now or coming across this dial, Lord, if they don't know you, Lord, I pray that they will make you and receive you as Lord of their life, Lord, by confessing, Lord, you that you are the Son of God. Father, they too may have this confidence, that they may too have this peace with the Father. Father, we rejoice in your Son, Jesus Christ, tonight, who is our shield. Lord, we know that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about those who fear him, and he will deliver them. Father, we believe you tonight. Lord, as Job said, we've looked at this, we've studied it, we know it, we found it to be true. Father, what we bring tonight, Lord, is truth. Father, we rejoice tonight, Lord, in the goodness of God. Lord, truly, God is good. We honor you, Lord. We love you and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I really do hope that this has touched y'all tonight. And wow, it's like I said, we could go on forever, but we got to go. Y'all probably got stuff to do. But we want to thank you for listening to our Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.